bless the Thanksgiving to you all. Our order of service this morning is the order of the Holy Communion, beginning on page 15. And please note, much of the liturgy is also printed on your worship folder. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you all, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The call to worship as printed in your worship folder. May God be gracious to us and bless us. That your way may be known on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God shall bless us.
We sing our hymn of thanksgiving, hymn 36. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Our Thanksgiving psalm is Psalm 150, is found printed on the back of your worship folder. Please rise. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary.
Praise Him in His mighty heavens.
Praise Him for His acts of power.
Praise Him for His surpassing greatness.
Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet.
Praise Him with the harp and lyre.
Praise Him with tambourine and dancing.
Praise Him with the strings and flute.
Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, from whom without ceasing we receive exceedingly abundantly all good gifts, and who daily of thy pure grace guards us against all evil, grant us, we beseech thee, thy Holy Spirit, that acknowledging with our whole heart all this thy goodness, we may now and evermore thank and praise thy loving kindness and tender mercy. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of God's Word. The Old Testament reading for this day of Thanksgiving is written in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, beginning at the first verse. Moses wrote, "Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years, to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether you or not would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God. Walk in his ways and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you." Here ends the reading. The epistle is written in the 4th chapter of Philippians, beginning at the 5th verse. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you, Philippians, yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Here ends the reading. Please rise for the hearing of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is written in the 17th chapter of St. Luke, beginning at the 11th verse. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Here endeth the gospel. We confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed as found on page 22. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, hymn 570. Please be seated. The text for this Thanksgiving Day sermon is the Holy Gospel, as you have heard read from the 19th chapter of St. Luke. Our theme this morning, worship Jesus with a grateful heart. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. My dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, I pray that whenever you hear this text, this gospel lesson, that when you hear of the healing of the 10 lepers, that your heart and your mind will begin to consider the importance of thanksgiving. Not only because this is the traditional gospel for Thanksgiving Day, but mainly because this text addresses the issue of gratitude. This text is the text for Thanksgiving Day, and it is a perfect match for Thanksgiving Day. It's like turkey with all the trimmings. Although today, we in fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ and all the company of heaven will eat and drink the greatest of feasts, the foretaste of the feast to come at his table in his kingdom for eternity. This meal is vastly more important than turkey with all the trimmings. Today and always, may we worship Jesus with a grateful heart. A grateful heart comes as we stop to consider where we've been. For 9 lepers, the duty of giving thanks was lost in the excitement of getting on with their lives. Their faith resulted in a miraculous healing from a very horrible disease. And as soon as they saw that they were healed, in an instant, in the snap of a finger, their faith was consumed by all of the excitement of rushing off to the priest to be declared clean, and then going to their families and seeing their families, maybe for the first time in a long time. This is what human nature does. We are so quickly caught up in all the newness of activities, especially at the beginning of this season, that we forget, we fail to remember where we've been and how God has blessed us in the past. It is important, it is very important that we stop, take time to consider, to look back and review where we've been. Paul never lost sight of this. He never lost sight of the grace that was shown to him. Paul wrote to the Corinthians this, "For I am the least of the apostles, and I do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am who I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believe." Never lose sight of the grace that God has shown to each of you. Therefore, having a grateful heart requires humility. Isn't it interesting that the 9 who failed to give thanks to Jesus were Jews? It's quite possible that maybe they were a little arrogant about their healing. After all, theirs is a privileged background. Theirs is a vaulted status. They are the chosen ones of God. Paul writes to the Romans, "For I wish I could that myself were cursed and cut off from Christ, for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption of sons. Theirs the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, and the promises. No doubt the Jews are very prideful. They are the chosen people of God. Pride can also enter our hearts. Due to our privileged status as God's chosen ones, we as baptized and confirmed Lutherans who have faithfully and sacrificially given of ourselves to the Lord over the years, do we presume that God owes us something? We are now in the midst of a celebration, 175 years. Do we deserve a special status before our Lord today because of 175 years? Do we deserve a special status every day? The Samaritan, possibly because of his lowly status in society, knew he wasn't worthy of the least of the mercies of the Lord, which the Lord has now showered upon him. Because of his humility, he was mindful of God's grace. Having a grateful heart is certainly a gift of God's grace. The Holy Spirit worked faith in this Samaritan so that he recognized the healing, and more importantly, dear one, this Samaritan, this foreigner, recognized the healer. The flame of his faith was wonderfully ignited, so he returned to worship, to fall at the feet of Jesus with a grateful heart. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are moved to truly be grateful and to see with eyes of faith that every good and perfect gift comes from God above. Luke says that the Samaritan fell on his face, giving thanks to him. Giving thanks. The Greek word that Luke used is a word that sounds familiar to you. Eucharistōn. It's from that word that many call the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist. It means the blessing. Eucharistōn, to give thanks, to bless. As a matter of fact, Luke tells us that when Jesus was giving his body and blood there in the upper room to his disciples, he uses the very same root word. And he took bread and gave Eucharistēs. After the cup, he gave thanks. Eucharistēs. Dearly beloved, as you come forward this morning to receive from him his body and blood, I pray that you will come with a broken and contrite heart, and that you will bow your heart before the presence of your crucified and risen Savior, and that you will have Eucharistēs, that you will be thankful for that which he is serving you. For today he does give you the perfect meal, the holy meal, the divine meal, a foretaste of the feast to come. He gives you his body and his blood. It is a divine meal that cleanses you, who, just like the Samaritan, is saved through faith. This morning, your king is here, here to serve you. And whenever and wherever the king is, there is present his church, here on earth and there in heaven. Here with him today, as you will hear, are the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven, even your loved ones who are resting across the street. Their soul is with their Lord, for he is present, and with him will be his church triumphant. And there they give thanks, and here we give thanks. Eucharistēte. Therefore, as we end this morning, his invitation is this. Come, come, dearly beloved. come to my table with a grateful heart and eat the greatest of meals. This is a glorious meal, much greater than turkey with all the trimmings. Come to the feast that has been prepared for you. This is the foretaste of the feast to come. Come with a grateful heart. Come with thanksgiving. Come and eat and drink for the strengthening of your faith unto life and salvation. Come and eat and drink for the forgiveness of all your sin. And then rise and go, for your faith has made you well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will now take our offering. The responsive prayer is printed in your worship folder. Please rise for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are full of joy this day as we come before you with great thanksgiving. We also pray, Lord, that you would remain, wait, and comfort those who are poor in spirit, sick, or suffering. We remember also those who serve our country in all hostile areas of this world, and we pray your protection upon them. The order of the Holy Communion now will now continue with the preface found on page 24. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, because thou didst mightily govern and protect thy holy church, which the blessed apostles and evangelists instructed in thy divine and saving truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please rise as we join together in singing the Nunc Dimittis as found on page 29. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us to this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldest strengthen us to the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.